Today is the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His justice, and everything that you need will be provided for you by your King. Dear faithful, there is much that I would wish to tell you today on this 14th Sunday after Pentecost. And providentially, we hear the words of our divine Savior from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. There in the Sermon on the Mount. And that providentially this very day would correspond to 2 months prior to a most fateful day in the history of our beloved country. There is indeed much I wish to say to you, but there is but one thing that needs to be said in order that we would do everything that has been just proclaimed to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything that you are worried about will be taken care of by your King. Why are you solicitous? Why are you anxious? And why do you fret and worry about those things that our Heavenly Father knows that you need? Are you not worth more than the birds of the air and the grass of the field? In due season, they receive everything that they need, even the drought. And yet our Heavenly Father loves you and will take care of you every day when you put His kingdom first. No man can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or serve the first and despise the second. Do not attempt to love God and the world at the same time. God created the world and all that is in it, both visible and invisible. And when it is that we put first the kingdom of God and God's justice over the world, we then see that the reign of Christ the King condescends down to our even most trivial needs in order to provide for us not only the food that we need to eat, the clothing in order to have the protection that we need, but also the grace to persevere in this valley of tears, and in order to arrive safely at our blessed destiny in heaven. This is the kingdom of God which you must seek above all else. Put your salvation above the needs of this world, and I promise you that our benevolent Lord will sanctify those material things too unto eternal life. But you cannot serve both God and mammon. Chase not after the treasures of this world in order to pretend that you may somehow arrive at the kingdom of God. What you put first in this life will be the thing that is given to you first in eternity. On the front of your bulletins, you will see an advertisement. An advertisement for 40 days of prayer for America, with one singular intention: that Christ may reign. From September 14th, the Feast of the Exaltation of His Holy Cross, until October 25th, the Feast of His Divine Kingship, from the cross to the crown, we will pray each day that Christ may reign. Make the commitment now, 7 days before we shall begin, to dedicate yourself to 3 simple yet powerful practices daily. Those who have not the light of Christ within them and wish to envelop this world in its darkness ridicule the power of prayer to make a difference in the world which God Himself created by the power of His words. Make your words go to Him these next 40 days to bring about His mercy and to implore His grace upon our nation which need it now more than ever. Ask our Lord in faith for those things that we need by first putting His kingdom in the priority of our intentions, that He may reign. These 3 things are quite simple, and you may ask, just as they did in the Old Testament, is this all we must do? Impossible. And quite wisely, the simple among us will say, if it's just this we must do, then why should we not try? Pray the rosary daily. Implore the most powerful intercession of Our Lady, Queen of Victory, whose feast day on October 7th falls in the middle of this campaign for the spiritual salvation of souls. Implore her aid for the first half, and then place your confidence in her promise in the second. As she prevailed when the Christian faithful would adamantly implore her help in times past, she eagerly awaits to graciously hear your prayers again, and mine too. And though we may pray it at different times and in different places, know that each one of us is praying all across this nation, as this apostolate of the Institute of Christ the King joins the 20 others in order to implore the intercession of Our Lady, the Queen of Victory. Pray the rosary daily. The second is to make a sincere act of contrition. By acknowledging our own sinfulness, our responsibility for our ingratitude and indifference to the prerogatives of Christ the King over all of society, our lukewarmness to our King, we humbly implore His mercy each day with a sincere act of contrition and a firm purpose of amendment to make His light shine in darkness. Where there is darkness, let there be light. For where there is light, darkness cannot survive. It is dispelled immediately when that light shines. And in order to finally help us, the third thing that I exhort you to do daily during these 40 days is to pray to Saint Michael the Archangel. Prince of the Heavenly Host, recite the prayer to Saint Michael daily, imploring his intercession upon you and upon those in your family and upon each one of us, that we may remain strong in the faith, not being overcome by the ways of rationalism, naturalism, and practical atheism, which once again ridicules the power of prayer and spiritual warfare in a world where we know our enemy is not flesh and blood, but the powers and principalities and rulers in high places of darkness. Implore the help of Saint Michael the Archangel, and he will be with you. He will be there to protect you in the spiritual battles that you face, both interiorly and exteriorly. He will prepare that path for you to seek first the kingdom of God, so that Christ may reign, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.